Hello, Astro fans. Welcome back to Space Industry News. This is the fourth episode where we will talk about the supermoon eclipse that's happening tonight, and also a little surprise from NASA that's going to be happening on Monday. I'll give you a scoop on that. So let's get right into this supermoon eclipse. It's going to be starting at about 8 o'clock p.m., and if you can't get outside, or if it's cloudy, or you're stuck in an office, you can look at the live stream on NASA's website at nasa.gov. It starts at 8 p.m. and it'll last until about 11:30 p.m. And it's going to be broadcast from the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, with a live feed from the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles, California. And if you want to join the conversation, you can use the hashtag AskNASA to ask solar physicist Mitzi Adams questions. This solar eclipse supermoon will last 1 hour and 11 minutes and will be visible to North and South America, Europe, Africa, and parts of West Asia and the Eastern Pacific. You can see it after nightfall, and the eclipse will cast into shadow beginning at 11 after 8 Eastern Time. And the total eclipse will start at 10:11 p.m. Eastern Time and will peak at 10:47 p.m. Eastern Time. You may be asking yourself a question: what exactly is a supermoon and why is it so cool? Well, a supermoon is when the moon is closest in orbit to the Earth. It appears 14% larger than normal, and that's why it's called a, quote, supermoon. Okay, so there's a supermoon. It's big. It's bigger than normal. And then we have the lunar eclipse, which means the moon passes behind the Earth, and the sun is shining on the Earth. So the Earth's shadow is casting onto the moon, and the sun's light is going around the Earth, reflecting off the moon, so we see it as this really cool, blood-red, awesome, large moon tonight. And this is a pretty rare event. The next time it's going to happen is 2033, so if you have a chance, please, please, please go outside, check it out, or watch on NASA's live stream, because this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you. So walk outside at 8 p.m. The eclipse will cast into the shadow at 8:11 p.m. Eastern. Total eclipse starts at 10:11 p.m. Eastern, and it peaks at 10:47 Eastern tonight. Get outside. You won't be disappointed. Now we're going to move forward into the next topic, which is NASA's giant announcement tomorrow on Monday. Now, we have some insider scoop because we read the science paper on this thing. And let me just tell you that NASA has discovered something very, very important. They have discovered that there is flowing water on Mars, and it's seasonal. Now, the composition of the water, it's briny, it's very salty, so I'm going to let NASA take over tomorrow and explain everything about it, but right now this is really thrilling in human space exploration. So that's your insider scoop for this week. Now, if you are able to check it out tomorrow, they have a webcast going on at nasa.gov where they can explain a lot more about this than I can. But I am calling into NASA's press room during that announcement, and I will be asking some questions. So if you have any questions, you can hit me up at SpaceIndNews on Twitter, and I might be able to ask one of your questions on the air. And that's it for today. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank NASA for the invite to the press event. And I will be outside at 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, to check out the moon for a couple hours. And I'll be checking back here tomorrow with all the latest news from NASA about the Mars discovery of briny water on the surface. You can check us out at spaceindustrynews.com, on Twitter at SpaceIndNews, and remember that the only limit is your imagination. Have a good day, and have an even better night.